is Decoding the Crime Verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with
Glory.
And we are looking, guys. It is not what, like, even a month into 2025, and there is drama already. Can you imagine? Firstly, the LA fires, which is absolutely devastating. I mean, the amounts of people who lost their houses and stuff is actually astronomical. But we are dealing with another frightful story of 2025, because they couldn't give us a 5-second break, not even for New Year's Day.
Not even.
Suppose crime stops for no one, you know? So we are dealing with the New Orleans terrorist attack, which happened on New Year's Day. So New Orleans' famed Bourbon Street developed into a grisly crime scene just hours into the new year, as a driver plowed a 3-ton pickup truck through crowds of people, killing at least 14 and injuring dozens of others in what the FBI is investigating as an act of terrorism. So basically, Mans is like, nah, it's not a happy new year, and just drove his truck through a bunch of people.
Interesting.
And actually, there's videos. It's quite scary. Like, there's a video from the one street where people literally running into the sidewalk, because when I tell you, he is driving at such a speed. But I mean, he's not on a highway. He's on a residential road. Like, it's actually, it's crazy.
Yeah.
The attacker is named Shamsuddin Jabbar, and he was killed in a shootout with the police. So this was after he did his things, developed, scene got worse and worse. Okay, and the New Orleans police superintendent said, and I'm quoting, he was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did, meaning he was going to die for what he was going to do. He was like, I'm doing it, no one can stop me. So using surveillance footage and witness video and accounts, we've pieced together a timeline of the attack. So the video that we first look at was actually obtained by a CNN resident. So someone who works for CNN who lives in New Orleans, and his name is Michael Adesco. I think that's how you say it. It shows Jabbar outside an Airbnb home in New Orleans on Tuesday night. So obviously New Year's Day was Wednesday, so this is the night before. Around 10:02 p.m., Jabbar unloaded his rented truck outside of the Airbnb in New Orleans Street, Roche neighborhood. Okay, and there was a Ring camera footage shared by the neighborhood resident, like I said, and he actually lives next to the home that Jabbar rented, and he believes Jabbar checked into this home around that time, so around 10 o'clock that night, the night before. And he said, and I quote, I only saw the attacker that one night, and I believed he checked in at 10 p.m. So surveillance photos released by the FBI show Jabbar a little more than an hour before the deadly street attack. By early Wednesday, he was walking the streets of New Orleans' French Quarter between 1 and 2 a.m. and planting at least 2 improvised explosive devices with IEDs in them. So this guy wanted to create maximum damage, not just driving his truck into a crowd of people, but he placed explosives. So he was in it for the long run.
Wow.
So he was not here to play games. Yeah. And honestly, I know this, hear my heart and not my word, the fact only 14 people were killed is a miracle.
Yeah.
I know the bombs didn't go off. Can you imagine what would have happened if the bombs had gone off? The death toll would have been so much higher. So 2 surveillance images released after the attack by the FBI show him walking Dauphine Street near Governor Nicholas Street around 2 a.m. in a long tan coat and jeans. The intersection is about a block from Bourbon Street. Another image released by the FBI shows a blue cooler box that the Bureau said Jabbar placed near Bourbon and Orleans streets. That cooler and another was placed two blocks away contained the IED. So basically he had put them in cooler boxes. Because they don't really look suspicious. It could have been people partying had had a cooler box with alcohol and beer in.
Oh my days.
On the side of the road. But it's true.
Yeah, think no, I get it.
Like, it's not some conspicuous black bag. Like that you see in the movies.
Yeah, it's just a fair cooler enough.
Box. Like, it's New Year's Day. People are going to party. People are bringing alcohol. What do you keep alcohol in?
A cooler box.
Exactly.
Is that what they call it overseas?
What do you call it here?
No, I'm saying, is that what they call it? I know in South Africa, we call it a cooler box.
Well, it says a cooler here, so it must be the same thing.
Yeah. Well, cooler box.
Yeah. Those devices did not explode during the attack. So like I said, this could have been a lot worse than it actually was. Around 3:16 a.m. on Wednesday, so now we've moved to New Year's, a white pickup truck was captured on surveillance camera driving northwest of Canal Street towards the intersection with Bourbon Street. At the intersection, the truck makes a sharp right turn onto the sidewalk, okay, around a police car, which was blocking traffic from entering Bourbon Street and plowing into a group of people who had been standing on the corner. So obviously, I think Bourbon Street is quite a popular street in New Orleans. I have been to New Orleans, but I don't know too much about its nightlife, party life, because that's not my scene. Mm. But it seems like they probably blocked off traffic so that there was no one driving in and out that road as people celebrated. Panic and fear surged through the crowd as the driver accelerated down Bourbon Street, ramming into more pedestrians. And I'm going to quote, "The guy in the pickup truck just punched the gas and mowed over the barricade and hit pedicabbed passengers." And this was said by Kimberly Strickland, who was a visitor from Alabama. And he continued and said, "There were just bodies and screams. You can't unhear that." I would be traumatized. I would have got on a plane and gone home like an hour later because I actually would have been traumatized.
Yeah.
Kevin Garcia said he was horrified to see the truck slamming into everyone on the left side of Bourbon sidewalk. And he also recalled, "A body came flying at me." I mean, that's traumatic. Can you imagine?
Mm.
There you just there, enjoy your New Year's and there's a body flying. So I'd actually I'd never leave my house again.
Yeah.
People raced for cover in nearby venues. One group of women pushed past a nightclub security guard and scrambled to hide underneath tables. A few blocks away, a group of police officers jumped into action after appearing to receive an emergency call. The officers sprinted down the street, pushing through wandering partygoers in their hurry. The truck continued racing down Bourbon Street before crashing, the police said. So my guy was like, Drive. And then, you know, because you're driving fast, you crash.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. The attacker then exited his car and began shooting at police officers who returned fire, according to the FBI. The attacker was shot and killed by officers, and two officers were injured and were in stable condition on Wednesday. So no officers were killed in the process. Social media video verified by CNN appears to capture the confrontation between the police and the attacker outside the Royal Sonesta New Orleans Hotel, about two blocks from where the truck had begun its deadly path. The video, geolocated by CNN, shows an injured person lying neck just feet from a heavily damaged white pickup truck. If I remember correctly from the photos, I think he like drove into like a telephone pole or something, some sort of pole, because the front of the truck like concaved.
Yeah.
Bystanders then rushed to help fallen victims as the police officers confronted the driver of the white truck. Gunshots were heard, sending people running for cover. Some patrons of a nearby bar actually came onto the street to see what had caused the commotion, but the bullets began flying and they panicked, and so they went back inside to take cover. The street resembled a real-life horror movie with crumpled bodies across the street. The street resembled a real life horror movie with crumpled bodies across the bloody road. And a man called Cawthran said that it was an unimaginable casualty. Coulthard and a friend counted around 8 bodies, including that of a crushed man with tire tracks stamped onto his body. A young woman who he had seen dancing in the street now lay lifeless and completely flat. I mean, that's actually mental.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, that must be quite a horrific way to die, to be run over by a truck. Inside the truck, investigators found an ISIS flag and what they initially said were potential IEDs. Eventually, the FBI said that only 2 of the coolers that had been placed in the French Quarter had the functional IEDs, and both were rendered safe by authorities. So they had got to them before they exploded. Okay? And they had been a misfunction, or they were not actual functioning devices. So by the grace of God, they didn't go off.
Yeah.
Law enforcement then flooded the area by 3:40 a.m. Surrounding streets were packed with law enforcement vehicles that blocked access to the crime scene. There was basically a wall of emergency response vehicles that would not let anyone into Bourbon Street. Many people huddled inside clubs and bars as investigators worked to secure the scene. And there was a man named Whit Davis, and he said, "We basically went into lockdown for a little bit and then it calmed down, but police wouldn't let us leave." And he continues to say, "When they finally let us out of the club, police waved us where to walk and were telling us to get out of the area fast. I saw a few dead bodies. They couldn't even cover up the tons of people receiving first aid." So now, unfortunately, questions still outweigh answers in the case of the New Orleans residents have barely begun to pick up the pieces after this tragic attack. Why did this happen? What was the reason? And I think that's why people are now still confused. Is, yes, he had an ISIS flag with him, so that automatically points to terrorist attacks. But I mean, he never like made a manifesto or a video saying this is what he was doing. ISIS never claimed it. They never were like, "Yeah, this was us." So I mean, this could just be a person who stands with ISIS views and supports ISIS, but isn't really associated with them, so they wouldn't claim the attack.
Also to say, I mean, not that I would say this is true, but it could be a case of maybe someone was trying to put ISIS name in the news and they decided to do that.
Like I said, there are more questions than answers. We do not know. This is what always, not irritates me, but it frustrates me when but these type of guys get killed in action, especially like with these mass society attacks, because 90% of them end with the culprit being shot themselves, is you never get answers. You, unless the person, like, for example, the Unabomber, who left manifestos explaining why he was doing this, what was his reason, what was he trying to achieve, you never gonna know why this guy woke up one day and was like, "Yo, I'm gonna run into a group of people on New Year's." I mean, was it planned? Was he depressed? Was it religious motives? What was the reason? I mean, and to me, an ISIS flag, it's not enough of a reason. I mean, he could have had a Nazi flag. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like,
this has a stench of either government work or high profile, like, society people.
Okay, here's my other point. It's so random. It's a bunch of people who are drinking on New Year's Eve. It's not like a specific target. It's random people. I do know a couple of years ago, however, there were some ISIS terrorist attacks in Europe where they were driving garbage trucks into groups of people. So that is similar MO. Similar means of doing it. But I mean, those haven't happened. Ooh, I think that might be 4 or 5 years ago now. I can't even remember. But like, for me, I just wish we had answers to what was the reason.
Yeah.
Why did they do this? I think this is where me watching crime stuff is at my disadvantage, because at least in a crime show, I always get my answer. Doesn't really happen like that in real life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But like I said, it is a very random attack, random group of people. And for me, an ISIS flag, yes, it points to some motive, but it's not a full circle. It's like there are pieces of the puzzle that are definitely missing.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
And I mean, imagine you going to the New Year's Day with all your New Year's resolution and you don't make it out of New Year's Day. I mean, that's also terrible for all those people.
Mm.
So yeah, that was the frightful start we as the world had to start off 2025. Hopefully it does not follow this pattern. Any last thoughts for the show?
Well, yeah, just to add on what you said, like, some people were looking forward to a new year, making New Year's resolution, and ended up dead.
Yeah.
Which is, it's quite saddening, but it's also interesting. Yeah, don't be promiscuous, people.
Stay in hope, I'm kidding. But anyway, that is the show for today. We hope you enjoyed. We will see you same place, same time next week. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.